Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
That is just a fact of life.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history, Pedro Fernandez.
Woo, it's going to be good.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. Straight up, I've been doing this a while, 30 now, make that 40 years come September. That's right, 40 years come September. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing. Of course, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your host. I'm also an award-winning writer and a four-time Golden Glove champion. So, allegedly, I know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? You know a little bit more. So, if you want to tweet me, you can. The Twitter handle is not average Pedro. Straight up, we've got a great show for you today. Of course, we'll be talking about the demise of Sports Illustrated Magazine. Of course, some of the greatest sports covers of all times. I mean, great sports events were on the cover of Sports Illustrated, of course, mainly the Ali Liston fight, of course, in 1965. Of course, Ali getting having standing over a fallen Liston, and between his legs was Larry Merchant. So we'll talk about that with Larry Merchant in depth in hour number two. We'll also talk about the biggest upset in the history of boxing. That's right. Larry Merchant was there. I'm talking about Buster Douglas, of course, the meltdown of Iron Mike Tyson. That was on Larry Merchant's birthday, February 11th, 1990. So we'll talk about that in depth with Larry in hour number two. Hour number two. It figures to be a fast-paced hour because Larry is rocking and rolling this morning. I mean, he's ready to rock, no doubt about that. And he's going to be 93. Is it 93? 93 come February 11th. 93 years old. Good Lord. I mean, the retired HBO Godfather kick it in Santa Monica. He's got a beautiful palatial paddock. Call it the Godfather's Larry. Looks out over the ocean. It's just beautiful. Him and the Godmama, they got it going on down there. Of course, he is the everybody knows who he is, too. When I walk down the streets, they sort of tip their hat at him. They know he's a retired HBO Godfather. Larry is a national treasure. Anyway, he'll be here in hour number two. Tommy D is up after the break. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
This is JD Sharp. I've been developing a revolutionary sports handicapping service, and you can be a part of the beta. Sign up at betus.com with a deposit of as little as $50 and use the promo code SHARPBETTING. Email a screenshot of your account to worldwidesharp@gmail.com and I'll reply personally with my plays. My NFL record this season was an industry best 72-33, and this is the only way to know all my plays the moment I make them. Let's keep making money together.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I don't know what it's like to be in the ring against someone so great as a Tommy Hearns. It wasn't until Muhammad Ali told me many years ago. He said, Ray, when I fought Joe Frazier, it was the closest thing to death. And I didn't quite understand that. I couldn't digest that. The fight with Tommy Hearns, it was the closest thing to death because you're exhausted, you can't keep your hands up. You know this guy, if you give him a chance, would knock your block off. It wasn't until my trainer, Angelo Dundee, said, Ray, I think 11th or 12th round, he said, you're blowing it, meaning I'm losing. That little sound bite made a huge difference in the outcome of that fight. Because I got off the stool the next round, and I hurt him, and I rocked him, and I took him out.
Ray Charles Leonard, of course, the world welterweight champion, the greatest welterweight of all time. Yes, better than Ray Robinson. Ray Robinson fought a guy by the name of Tommy Bell, I think, for the title, and he fought Kid Gavilan a couple of times, the Cuban star, because the Cuban star was, like, aged at that point in time. So I'm not going to go with this beef that everybody's picking with me that I'm dogging Ray Robinson. I'm not dogging him. I'm trying to say that he was a novel for his time, but the bottom line is he couldn't deal with Tommy Hearns. He couldn't deal with Ray Leonard, and I don't think he could have dealt with Roberto Duran. Sorry, just my opinion. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Let's go from the West Coast to the East Coast and bring in, of course, Sir Thomas Dillamuth. According to his agent, Sir Thomas, or the King, whatever he wants to be called today. How are you today, King Dillamuth? You there? I can't hear him. You want to redial him on Skype? So he'll redial you on Skype right there. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide as we await Tommy D. Of course, we'll redial him on Skype, but you are tuned to the longest running fight show in history. We'll talk about Gervonta Davis in today's show. Of course, the man, the tank, hasn't fought since April of last year. Of course, the Ryan Garcia debacle. When I say debacle, I mean because Ryan Garcia, of course, failed to show up. Speaking of Ryan Garcia, or either he showed up and he wasn't 100%. Either he came in hurt. Or he came in hurt, or he took a dive. It was one or the other. And like promoter Barry Hearn said, you don't have a choice as to which one it was. It's like Hearn was sort of leaning to the fact that he might have taken a dive. That's the interpretation I got. Anyway, he was supposed to maybe take on Jose Ramirez, a WBC 140-pound champion. He said that's not going to happen. They could have filled the stadium in Fresno, California, of course. Listen, Ryan Garcia is now being advised by Floyd Mayweather, and that's the biggest joke in all of boxing. Because Floyd Mayweather, and I'll say it again, he perpetrated the greatest con in the history of sports when he pulled this boxing stuff off. He's trying to tell you he made $700 million, that kind of stuff. Don't believe the BS that Floyd says, because if he made all that kind of money, he wouldn't have been doing those exhibitions. He wouldn't have needed to do them. There's no doubt about that. I think that Floyd's full of spit when it comes to money. Now, back to the East Coast, of course, and Tommy D., Tommy D, let's change subject a little bit. Let's talk about the Canelo Alvarez sweepstakes. Of course, there's no rumor. There's no merit to the rumor that he's going to take on some guy from Heaven's Gate, you know, one of those suicide guys out there in San Diego. But he's going to take on one of the Charlo brothers, and now he's going to take on the other Charlo brothers. Does Mama Charlo, does she have naked pictures of Canelo doing something with a man or something, or what?
She must have something, because it's 4 years, 5 years too late. And I don't think, you know, obviously the other Charlo, I don't think he was deserving. Being that, you know, he was out of action for a while, and he was two weight classes below him. But this guy hasn't fought in 2.5 years, and he fought what looked like an exhibition against, you know, Benavidez, you know, at a catch weight bigger than what he fights. So I don't want to see it. And then now they're talking about, what, Munguia, if he gets by Ryder. I mean, that's another fight that nobody wants to see. Us, you know, the boxing fans are getting robbed here.
But there's no boxing media anymore. You see, that's what you don't understand. I mean, that's what I'm not putting you down for this, but the 25 or 30 years ago, let's take it back to the 90s, okay? We had the New York Post, the New York Times, the New York Daily News, Newsday. They all had four major boxing writers, four big-time boxers: Wally Matthews, Phil Berger, Mike Cass, and Mike Marley. Those were the four, okay? The four New York stars. You don't have that anymore. The guys from AP, they all had clout. You know what I'm saying? These writers had clout. I mean, they got together, and they got drunk sometimes together, but they got together. They were like a little journalistic mafia at one point in time. They had power. You know what I'm saying? There's nobody powerful in the industry. I think that Dan Raphael had a little bit of power, but ESPN snipped his nuts.
Yeah, I agree with you. And they had the power, and they influenced, you know, some of these fights. And that's how some of the fights that we wanted were got made. You know, we got to see some big fights. Now we're not seeing the big fights, and we're not seeing the big fighters or the quote unquote, the big stars of boxing. You know, they fight every 6, 8, you know, 9 months.
but Canelo Alvarez, listen, I got a problem with that. He lost to Bivol. That's a 12-round loss, right? Then he came back and he fought Ryder, and that was a, you know, 12-round, it was a good workout for him. Then he went 12 rounds with Canelo, and of course, Charlo never threw a punch back at him. Talking about Jermell, the 154-pound guy, never threw a punch back at him. And now it's going to be Jermall, allegedly, in May. And of course, he had that one fight with Jose Benavidez.
Jose Benavidez.
Yeah, Jose Benavidez, who's moving up two weight classes. Okay, moving up two weight classes. You know, listen, it really stinks to high heaven. It just does. Is this Mayweather? Is this Mayweather involved? Is he involved with the Charlos?
I have no idea, but it's a PBC thing. So, I mean, you never know.
Does he run PBC?
Him and a good friends.
Does he run PBC? Everybody's scared of Mayweather. I mean,
I want to say yes. I want to say if he doesn't run it, he has great influence. I mean, you've seen him online when the whole works was when Crawford and Spence were trying to get a fight for like 2 years. He was said, and Floyd Mayweather would go on and said that fight's not getting made until I say so. You know, he was quoted as saying that. So, I mean, he's got to have some type of influence in how they're doing, you know, work over there in the PBC.
Anyway, I Floyd's just absolutely, I'm just mind blown on the whole impact that Floyd has made. But I think if the print media was here, see, I think that the internet is much, is like a popularity contest. There aren't really any writers anymore. I'll go back to that. There aren't really any writers anymore. And it's a popularity contest. I mean, if you say something even neutral about Floyd, you get jumped on. You say anything neutral or negative about him or Manny Pacquiao, and you're deluged. I mean, you're like, holy cow, look out, man. Your email box is full. Your Facebook face is blown apart. So what I'm trying to say is boxing now is all about popularity. I mean, let's be honest, it isn't about ability anymore. If it was about ability, Canelo would have been forced to fight somebody in the last couple of years. I mean, he's had three optional fights in a row.
Yeah, it's the world of social media. You know, look at Ryan Garcia. You know, Ryan Garcia got a little bit of talent. He could do a little bit of this and that, but it's because of, what, is a million followers or whatever it is?
Okay, here's what's up. You know? I haven't started this thread yet, but I'm thinking about starting this thread. I tried Ban King Rye, and then I tried the Twitter thread, King Ryan, Boycott King Rye. Now I got to use King Ryan. Boycott King Ryan. I mean, what's he want to do? He wants to fight who? Who's he want to fight now?
I have no idea. He wants to fight De La Hoya. That's who he wants to fight.
So he's going. He's got Floyd Mayweather talking in his ear.
He's got Floyd talking in his ear. He's not happy with the way, you know, Golden Boy is moving.
Okay, I'm asking you just like this: what has Floyd Mayweather done for boxing that's positive?
I don't see anything that he's done positive in the last, I don't know how many years. So, I mean,
no, what is he overall? I mean, he was a decent boxer at 130, 135 pounds. Like Sock said, boxing's PhD. His last really great moment was knocking out Ricky Hatton at 140. After that, it was nothing but exhibitions.
Yeah, nothing but exhibitions.
I mean, he fought De La Hoya. He fought De La Hoya 15 years after Oscar turned pro. 15 years.
And De La Hoya was in that fight. That was a close fight. You know, okay. That to me, that was a close fight with De La Hoya. You know, some people thought De La Hoya might have won that fight.
Yeah, I know. There are people you know? Saying that without a doubt. So as we look at the current picture right now, David Benavidez, you got anything on the schedule? Is he announcing anything?
Another PBC fighter that can't get a fight right now, and who knows how long it'll be for him to get a fight. But he wants Canelo.
But the PBC fight would have been him. The PBC fight would have been him and Charlo, right?
Yeah, but I think Canelo says who he wants to fight. I don't think PBC has any, you know, control as to who Canelo fights. That's why they keep throwing guys like, you know, the Charlos in there.
Will the Mexicans continue to put up with this? Will they continue to pay for it?
That's a good question. I don't see why they would. They, you know, I mean, some Mexicans, they love Canelo. They love supporting, you know, their countrymen. But some of them are very upset with Canelo and the way he's gone about with his career in the last couple of years.
You know? Okay, here's what's up. If you paid, if paid $80 for Bivol, $80 for the Ryder fight, $80 for the Charlo fight, that's $240 right there. What did you get for your $240? Not a whole lot out of Canelo Alvarez.
Some sparring.
You know, $240. I mean, think about that. I mean, that's a good chunk of change. There's no doubt about that. Of course, boxing is now going all to pay-per-view with the demise of Showtime. No Prime deals have been announced yet, have they?
No, it keeps saying March 30th is the date that I heard that it come up, but there's no fights. And supposedly Tank's going to be on that card, you know, 9 months later. And no announcement. I'm hearing the guy that beat up on Colbert a few weeks ago, the guy Rayo Valenzuela, mm-hmm. something like that. I'm hearing him, and nobody wants to see that. People want to see Tank versus, you know, Devin Haney. They want to see Tank versus, you know, one of the 140-pound champions or even 135-champions. Him and Shakur.
Before we go to the break, is Devin Haney too big for Davis?
I think he's too big for Davis right now. He should have fought him a few years ago. Now he's growing. He seems like he's growing into his, you know, and his weight a lot better. And I Haney's pretty much a welterweight. Maybe
165 in the ring.
165 in the ring. And, you know, I could see him going up to welterweight and even super welterweight. You know, so don't be surprised we see Haney fight Mario Barrios.
Good point. No doubt about that. You are tuning to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. Your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. You want to tweet me? You can. The Twitter tag is not Average Pedro.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
For sure. I think I'm the face of boxing already. If we being real, I think I'm the face of boxing right now. I think that Canelo going out the door, all the top guys, Canelo probably the only one, but he's going out the door, so.
What responsibility comes along with that then, if you're going to take the mantle as the face of boxing in America?
This, every time I'm in there, just put on a dominant performance. You know, just go out there and put on a great performance. I think that's what make me that star over everybody. Because people be winning, but they be watching them and they be like, first of all, they go 12 rounds. Not saying 12 rounds is bad, but it's just like how they do it. Like they run and they think it's still amateur boxing and things like that. Like, come on.
Sounds like he's describing Floyd Mayweather to me. Straight up, let's go back to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, of course, and bring in Tommy D. Tommy, is Tank talking about Floyd there? Boxing and boring?
I think there's a subliminal there about Floyd a little bit. You know, Floyd, I don't know what is Floyd to him. Is he an advisor, manager?
I have no idea.
Promoter?
All right. So what's on Tommy D's mind this week?
Well, I don't know if you saw. Yesterday was a nice little fight in the UK. You had a welterweight title fight between Natasha Jonas. She fought Michaela Mayer, who was moving up in weight. Mm-hmm. It was a good competitive fight, but I think they got it wrong. It was done there in Liverpool in the UK. They gave the fight to Natasha Jonas in a close split decision. The scores was like 96-94 for Jonas, 97-93 for Mayer. And then one judge had to 96-95 for Jonas, which I found weird. That means they must have scored at the 10-10 round. Nobody got knocked down. But I thought Mayer clearly won the fight. I thought Mayer won 7 of the 10 rounds. And, I don't want to say robbery because it was a competitive fight, but I thought Mayer clearly won the fight.
Okay, talking about hometown decisions, this is what Larry Merchant had to say about it.
I think that the hometown decision is one of the foundations of boxing. And what I mean by that is this. If there is a hometown fighter who, for one whatever reason, has excited the fans in the hometown so that he can fight there, maybe it's his style. Maybe they connect with him because of his ethnicity. Maybe it's his personality. But whatever the chemistry is, that enables a guy to attract an audience. And that means attract fights that he wants to be in at home. It helps him. Why does it help him? Because the crowd wants to see him win, because the promoter wants to see him win, and in I would describe as a fairly close fight, he's going to get the benefit of the doubt in one or two close rounds, and that'll be the difference. That's a hometown decision if you get the benefit of the doubt in close rounds.
The Godfather, Larry Merchant. Does he have a point there, Tommy D?
He does have a point, especially if you bring it back to yesterday's fight. I mean, the crowd was reacting more to Jonas's punches. You know, she threw much fewer punches. Mayer was the aggressor. She threw much more. But the crowd definitely reacted more to Jonas's punches. And it was, don't get me wrong, it was a competitive fight. I don't want to cry robbery, but I think the judges clearly got it wrong in this fight.
Okay, what is sports washing?
Sports washing?
Yeah, sports washing. I mean, that's what the Saudis are doing. They're using sports to wash their image. They call it sports washing. I just got hip to that yesterday.
Wow, that's the first time I've heard of it. But it kind of makes sense when it referring, you know, that definition to the Saudis. Right? It makes sense. You know, that's what they're doing. It's not just boxing. Soccer, right? They paid, didn't they give... The guy from Portugal, like $1 billion to come play one season?
They offered him $1 billion, didn't they? Messi?
No, Ronaldo, right? Ronaldo, the guy from Portugal,
And he like told he actually, he had the audacity to tell them to stuff that billion, didn't he?
No, he's there. Messi.
Oh, he's there?
Messi. Yeah, he's there. Messi's the one that turned it down and he went to Miami.
Okay.
But the Portuguese guy, I think I'm saying his name wrong. It is Ronaldo.
Yeah.
He's playing with the Saudis right now. He's playing in their league. So they offered the same thing to the guy from France, Mbappe. Can't pronounce these guys' names. But he's a French superstar as well.
You know, I'm not down with Saudi politics and the way they treat women, this and that. But, you know, the sports washing thing, I could see that happening. And I can also see fighters benefiting from that. Because Francis Ngannou and Anthony Joshua, I think Ngannou's going to get $20 million. And I think Joshua's going to get like $50 million for this fight. Holy cow, $70 million between the two guys.
It's not even a title fight, right? You know, it's not even for any title. Maybe the winner gets a title shot. And then maybe it's the uncrowned title fight because everybody seems to believe, and I do believe myself, that Ngannou beat Fury in their 10-round fight a few months ago.
Okay. The heavyweight champion, of course, is going to take on Oleg Usyk. Is Oleg Usyk... Is this a formidable fight? I mean, is this a real fight, or is this a cruiserweight versus a guy that's 6'9"?
Yes and no. I mean, I think Usyk has proven himself, right? He's had a bunch of fights already at heavyweight. He beat Joshua up twice. Although the second fight, Joshua was in the fight. Joshua seemed to hurt him to the body. But, you know, I think Usyk is a real deal. I think Usyk is not coming in there to lay down. I think Usyk's going to come in there. I didn't think he really believes he could beat Tyson Fury. And hey, Tyson Fury, how serious is he taking this fight? Is he taking it as serious as he took the Ngannou fight? I mean, you know, so maybe something to capitalize here. You know, I'm rooting for Usyk, but it's like you said, you can't ever trust a gypsy.
So, yeah, is Barry Hearn hooking up with Frank Warren? Are these guys going to do something together or something like that or what?
It looks like that this card is pretty much their fighters versus... What is it, Queensberry versus Matchroom?
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you about. That clip that I sent you. Did you take a look at that?
Yes, I did.
All right. So what is? I couldn't figure it out. Are they going to announce a card in April? Are they going to announce a card later? So a super card they're going to announce? They just announced that the card's going to exist, but we don't know who's on it.
The only fight I think I've heard that may be on it is Joseph Parker against Zhiel Zhang. I thought that was a legit fight that they mentioned happening.
You know, that's really a legit fight, but you know, I was really I want to pull for Parker because he pulled the upset. Of course, I didn't think he could win that. I want to give him all kinds of props for doing so. And then Zhang, a double Z. I look forward to the fact that maybe we can go to the People's Republic of China and watch a heavyweight title fight in front of like 150,000 people.
That'd be great, and you know, maybe that's something that they're looking to do if Zhang could beat Parker, which. I would favor Zhang over Parker. I think Zhang Zhang beats Parker. I think he might stop Parker.
When we did the first boxing card in 1993, the Brawl at the Wall in Beijing, of course, Muhammad Ali was present. It was a WBO light heavyweight title fight on top as the main event. Of course, Mike Weaver was there. We had a great time, but it was the first time boxing was in China since 1949 in the takeover of Mao Zedong. So it was like a big, big, big event, okay? And then, of course, we came back in 1994 to Macau. That wasn't such a big event. Of course, the police ended up coming. That's another story for another day, of course. But straight up, I think the Chinese people would get behind their champion like nothing they've ever done. I really do. I think they got a billion people over there. That's a lot of pay-per-view.
Yeah. And maybe they put him in the IBF because after Usyk and Fury, they probably stripped the winner of the IBF because they don't honor rematches. And, you know, maybe they put him in a rematch with Herkovic for the IBF title.
I was in Hong Kong in 1993. Negotiating a deal. Actually, Harold Smith used me as a front guy with the Chinese, and then I went in there, and Harold said, don't come out with less than 0.4 cents, okay? Right? I mean, don't come out of the room with less than 0.4 cents. So the Chinese beat me up pretty good, and the Chinese dude says to me, he gives me two cents per instead of four, and he says to me, he goes, Mr. Fernandez, don't let a little money stand in the way of big money. He goes, you understand what I'm saying? So I went out and told him that, and they said, yeah, we expected 2 cents. I mean, that's what they expected. You know what I'm saying? So they sent me in there, and I'm like, I'm sweating. These Chinese guys are like slapping me around and negotiating. I'm just a little brown guy. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a little brown. Casino guys, all these big top-notch politicians, all 9 hours. I'm just a little brown guy sitting there, and Harold put me on the spot there. I was Harold's point man. I didn't realize he was running the entire con. Then I did later, and we counted up $400,000 in cash. That's another story for another day. But this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Tommy D, you have a good week.
All right, you too, Pedro. I appreciate everything you do.
All the best to you, my brother. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the great Sir Thomas Dillamuth. Of course, he is an outstanding feature. We bring him every Sunday here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. He is the shot caller. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
After the fight's over and Frazier has caught hell, I'm going to jump over the rope and finish Cosell. And still today, after you see this, you'll be shocked. You'll be laughing. And you will know that beyond the shadow of a doubt, I am still the greatest of all time.
Okay, once again, that's our show today on ABC's Wide World of Sports.
The mouth that roared, of course, the great Howard Cosell. Met him here in the city by the bay, San Francisco. Of course, he came out for a Wide World of Sports card. Not the most approachable guy in the entire world, but, you know, he was an icon, no doubt about that. And him and Muhammad Ali were the best 1-2 punch on TV, no doubt about that. I mean, I thought that Dan Dierdorf on Monday Night Football, him and Frank Gifford and Howard Cosell were a team. The three of them, Ali and Cosell, were the best, no doubt about that. Now, according to reports, the Zhang Parker fight is going to be on the Joshua Ngannou undercard. Now, what I was told, that Barry Hearn and Frank Warren have joined forces. Are going to have like their five guys against five other guys in a card that will be announced in March at this card in March. So the bottom line is this card is going to take place March 8th, of course, on top. Francis Ngannou and Anthony Joshua. Of course, Joshua, the former heavyweight champion of the world. Ngannou, the former MMA world heavyweight champion. Of course, a guy with a 0-1 record. You fight the guy with an 0-1 record. Of course, he beat the heavyweight champion of the world. I'm talking about Tyson Fury. Of course, 6-3 winner rounds. I think that's somewhere like 98-93 or something like that as far as scores are concerned. But at the end of the day, I thought that Ngannou won going away. It wasn't even close. But, of course, the boxing establishment was not about to allow an MMA guy to walk away with a heavyweight title. This wasn't going to happen, no doubt about it. Sort of like letting Butterbean win. It wasn't going to happen. Other bouts on that Zhang Parker card with Joshua Ngannou is going to be WBC featherweight champion Ray Vargas. Once beaten, 36-1, 22 KOs. Of course, the first defense of the belt when he takes on number one contender Nick Ball, 19-0, 11 wax. Of course, unbeaten WBA, 114, number 14 ranked heavyweight Justin Hooney. 8-0, 8-4 KOs will take on some bum to be announced. When they say to be announced, sort of like to be annihilated. That's what it means. When you have a guy and you haven't sort of announced who he's going to fight, he's probably going to be a guy of lesser status, no doubt about that. But, you know, when you look at the fact that the Saudis are doing all the boxing, I guess I've got to, like, hook up with the Saudis. This guy, I've got it. In other words, I can't buck the trend anymore. I have to get myself some Saudi connections. Do I want to go over to Saudi Arabia? No. Is Saudi Arabia an armpit in the world as far as, like, sweat's concerned? I mean, everybody smells like sweat over there, and I'm like one of these metrosexual guys. I just can't handle that. I just can't. So, straight up, will I go to Saudi Arabia? Yeah, if I had to. If the money was right, there was no doubt about that. Anyway, Zhang, 26-1-1, 21 KOs. Of course, the Chinese horse got burnt in that one fight. I thought he might have won that, but 26-1-1, 21 KOs. Joseph Parker, 34-3, the former WBO heavyweight title. In fact, I remember when he was the WBO heavyweight title holder, I overheard a conversation in which these promoters were going to bid on a Joseph Parker heavyweight title fight. So I heard it, and then I called Don King and told Don King what the number was. So I said, hey, Don, for like $1.8 million or $1.9 million, you can get back in the boxing business, right? Don King snoozed on it. I never understood that. It was like 5 or 6, maybe 7 years ago. I never understood. He had a chance to buy his way back into the heavyweight division and didn't do it. Instead, of course, he grows greatest promoters putting on shows that are much like carnival shows nowadays. I mean, compared to what he used to do. I mean, the guy used to promote Tyson, Ali, Holmes, Chavez, I can go on and on. Now he's promoting guys like bums. I mean, guys you can't even talk about. Straight up, Don King, of course, has went the opposite direction of Bob Arum. Speaking of Bob Arum, he's trying to sell the entire ship, the top-ranked ship. Of course, he started that in 1966. He left the U.S. Justice Department in 1965, I believe. Of course, he was a former U.S. attorney under President Kennedy and Bobby Kennedy. But once the Kennedys left, of course, it became Lyndon Johnson's Justice Department, and he wanted to move Arum out. Arum said he quit on his own. Bottom line is he became a boxing promoter, promoted Muhammad Ali in 1965 and 66. Of course, that was the beginning of Top Rank, and now they are still rocking and rolling. Of course, they are the exclusive promoter for ESPN for the most part. And speaking of ESPN, you know, for the $9 a month, I think it costs, I think that app's pretty good. As far as DAZN's concerned, DAZN, of course, is talking about doing all kinds of stuff as far as boxing is concerned, but they keep wanting to charge you more and more and more money. I mean, it just keeps going. I mean, when's it going to stop? I mean, when is it going to stop? I mean, think about that. I mean, if you keep getting burned on DAZN, and DAZN's not delivering. They're just not. I don't think they're delivering for the money, $25-$30 a month, whatever it is now. I just don't. I think I got in under some grandfathered rate. But the bottom line is, I think if you want to join now, it's a whole lot more than it was when I was paying for it. But at the end of the day, is DAZN worth it? And in fact, the whole entire concept of pay-per-view, I mean, more people I know, I hate to put it to you like this, but more people I know, does this mean I know a lot of thieves are stealing pay-per-view signals than are buying them? I'm sorry. I mean, and I'm not talking about poor people. I'm talking about people that, yeah, poor people too. But I'm not talking about poor people exclusively. In other words, people with money are pissed off about the cost of pay-per-view. I mean, the UFC costs you $80 a month. If you're a UFC fan, $80 a month. Of course, Dana White, the greatest pimp of all time, gets to pimp those guys off. And at the end of the day, they're three times more likely to suffer from chronic traumatic encephalopathy. That's CTE. Chronic brain damage than a professional boxer. And, of course, an NFL guy is twice as likely to suffer CTE than a professional boxer. I mean, think about this. When boxing's the safest of three sports, I think we got a problem. Of course, speaking of a problem, next week, John Ryder won't present much of a problem, I don't think, to Jaime Munguia. Munguia, of course, the undefeated lad that's fought nothing but taxi drivers. Coming to us out of Tijuana, of course. And that's not going to be a fight I think that people are really going to get intrigued about. The fight that's really going to intrigue people is fights involving Canelo and somebody good. I mean, that's what they want to see. Canelo's a star. People want to see him fight the best. Of course, David Morrell, I think he would be an outstanding. He's only got 9 fights, something like that. Of course, the Cuban star, former amateur star. But he is a force to be reckoned with at 168 pounds. Of course, David Benavidez has sort of set his own mark at 168. Tyson thinks he's the best at 168. Tyson thinks he's probably one of the best fighters, if not the best fighter, pound for pound, in the entire world. Now, Mike Tyson's going out on a limb saying that? Not really. I mean, because David's beating up everybody he's beating up. Then again, he couldn't get away with the stuff he did against Andrade in his last fight, because Andrade's not much of a puncher. Demetrius was like 35-0, 37-0, something like that, but he's not much of a puncher. He can't punch at all. Did crack Benavidez a couple of times and got his attention, but he couldn't punch, okay? David Morrell can punch. So if David Benavidez was to go toe-to-toe with David Morrell, he might not fare all that well. In fact, the monster, who knows? That might be his... That might be it. I mean, Morrell might be the best at 168. As far as the heavyweight division is concerned, there is no real American heavyweight. Of course, we were talking a long time about American heavyweights coming up and having prospects and this and that. There aren't really any prospects. Anderson was thought to be a big prospect. Of course, he got caught with a gun and maybe drunk driving a couple of months ago. We haven't heard the end of that. But the bottom line is, I don't know. Jarrell Miller, of course, testing positive for steroids. He's not a guy 330 pounds. Who is the next American hope? Is there an American hope out there? There really isn't an American hope. In fact, American boxing is taking a backseat to the rest of the world. The fact that the Matchroom and that Barry Hearn and Frank Warren are going toe-to-toe, there's no two American promoters that go toe-to-toe anymore. I mean, PBC does their own thing. They're supposed to be announcing this deal with Prime Sports. I mean, Prime Cable, of course. That was sort of thought to be like the epitome of all deals, right? They haven't announced anything. As far as the Tank Davis is concerned, they're talking about Gervonta Davis, of course, idol since last April, maybe the best fighter pound for pound in the world, 30-0 with 28 knockouts, something like 29-0, 27 knockouts. Bottom line is, he is like undefeated. He is the real deal. Of course, he's a guy that probably would not fare well against Devin Haney. The reason why I say that is size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. And Devin Haney, he's just too big of a guy right now. He just is. I mean, if he fights at 165, good Lord. I mean, when I used to step in the ring, I remember that time I stepped up to welterweight. I told you about that. Went to 147 one time because I got lazy and didn't want to make 139 anymore. That was a junior welterweight limit back in the day. So I was like making 141, 142 and struggling. So I said, the hell with it. I'll go to 147. I got spanked. I fought Ernie Chavez. Ernie Chavez weighed in at 147. When he stepped into the ring, he was 165 pounds three days later, at the Showboat Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada, the ex-Showboat. But the bottom line is, he was much bigger than me, and I realized it right then and there. When he hit me, I knew it. So what I'm trying to tell you is, size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. Now, the Beterbiev, Dmitry Bivol fight, of course, the undisputed light heavyweight title, seeing that Beterbiev has the WBC, WBO, and IBF belts, and of course, Mr. Bivol, of course, the guy that challenged and beat Canelo Alvarez in the pound-for-pound status, I think, If he beat him, why isn't he better than him as far as the box rankings are concerned? I don't get that. Anyway, bottom line is these two guys are supposed to hook it up for the light heavyweight championship. But where can they put this fight? They got to put this fight in Saudi Arabia. You know why? Because they're the only ones who will pay for it. Sorry, I hate to put it to you like that, but Bivol and Beterbiev, it just doesn't. None of those guys sell tickets. Sorry. I mean, they just don't sell tickets. They're not big pay-per-view stars. They're just good fighters, per se. And maybe even Beterbiev might even be a great fighter. Of course, Dmitry Bivol throttled Canelo in that 12-round decision a couple of fights back. But he's not a fighter I really want to see. I mean, I've watched his last fight. He looked exciting maybe in a couple of rounds. But I want to see guys get drilled. I want to see guys get knocked out. That's why I want to see David Benavidez or David Morrell challenge Canelo Alvarez, because that fight's probably not going to go to the 12-round distance. And we talked about Gervonta Davis a little bit earlier. You know, talked about 12-round fights, people dancing 12 rounds or running 12 rounds. People don't want to see that. I'll say it again. Floyd Mayweather bastardized boxing. He just ruined it because you guys think now, Devin Haney, all these guys think that, you know, that's the way to do it, the way Floyd did it. Just run around, don't get hit. You know, whoa, whoa, do you think safer? Listen, you can fight like that, but you'll never be considered a great fighter. You just won't. I mean, you can win all the belts you want. You won't be considered a great fighter. You have to put forth. You have to gamble. You have to go for it at one point in time. And a great fighter, Ray Leonard talked about that in the past, the difference between a great fighter and a good fighter is the willingness to gamble. Good fighters, you know, maybe not. But you gamble in the ring, and you gamble in taking on guys that people think you can't beat. I mean, let me tell you, when Ray Leonard was like 24 years old and took on Roberto Duran, it was like 29 to 30, Roberto had like 73 fights. People saying, you know, this is too soon. But Ray took him on. Ray lost that first fight, and then Ray came back and beat him twice. But the bottom line is Ray Leonard went to school that night in Montreal, June 20th, 1980. He went to school that night, lost a 15-round decision to the great Roberto Duran, of course. And he realized right then and there that, you know, there are challenges that you have to take in boxing. And he took the challenge of Roberto Duran. Duran came in the best shape of his life. And, of course, he beat Leonard in a fight. Not in a boxing match, but in a fight, okay? Now, in a boxing match, it goes the other way. Of course, Ray Leonard will probably win 9 out of 10 fights if they fought again, as far again and again and again. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, Ray Charles Leonard is not talking smack when he says that Floyd Mayweather is boring. Mike Tyson says Floyd Mayweather is boring. Of course, Manny Pacquiao might not be the most exciting fighter in the entire world, but he's more exciting than Floyd Mayweather. Much more exciting. Of course, you know, watching Mayweather fight is sort of like watching paint dry. It just is. And when Manny Pacquiao fought, myself and Larry Merchant will be here in just about 25 or 30 minutes here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, we'll talk about the fact that Sports Illustrated has ended. And of course, Larry Merchant's 93rd birthday party is coming up February 11th, the same date, of course, as the meltdown of Mike Tyson, of course, by Buster Douglas. That took place in Tokyo, Japan. We'll talk about those dates, those two things in detail with the retired HBO Godfather coming up here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. But, you know, he and I both agree. Manny Pacquiao is a fighter of the past 25 years. Floyd Mayweather is the best boxer. There's a big difference. Manny Pacquiao started off 107 pounds. I mean, what did Floyd do? Wait 3.5 years before he fought him? Could you have waited any longer? Could Floyd have waited any longer? Of course, Floyd had one fight that he could have fought that would have been a fight where we could have said, maybe he's going to be tested here. Of course, that was going to be against Winky Wright. Winky Wright was a reigning WBA 154-pound champion at that point in time, dubbed super middleweight, a junior middleweight, super welterweight, and Mayweather wanted to fight him. He was fighting with Top Rank at that point in time. Of course, he said, get the contract together, but Winky's got to weigh in at 154, and he can't weigh more than 160 come fight time. So Winky signs all the papers, right? He's ready to go. Floyd wouldn't do it. I mean, that was one chance for Floyd to become great, I think, because Floyd Mayweather, in my mind, is just not a great fighter. Say all you want about him, he's a boring pusillanimous stooge.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You use so many big words, how would you trick a man?
I'm not going to trick you. You know I'm not going to trick you, Mom. Wouldn't think of doing it.
You're being extremely truculent.
Whatever truculent mean, if that's good, I'm there.
You are not a stupid boy.
Howard Cosell and Muhammad Ali, of course, back in the day, no doubt about that, the greatest 1-2 team in all of boxing. Looks like Dimitri Salida. Remember him? He was 35-2, I believe, with a draw, of course, as a welterweight and a junior welterweight professional fighter out of the Ukraine. I believe he is a Jewish Orthodox fighter. But bottom line is, I brought in his religion because he's big into that. And bottom line is, Salida Promotions will launch Big Time Boxing USA. That's what the series will be called on the Zone, beginning February 20th. That's a Tuesday. So you're going to go to Tuesday night shows. It'll be 10-round All-Michigan Showdown between unbeaten Boss Man Holmes, 14 and zip with 5 KOs, can't punch too much, and Marlon Harrington, 10-1 with 9 KOs. Of course, that'll be some USBA super welterweight title. Some bottom line is, it's going to be at the Wayne State Fieldhouse in Detroit. But it's always good to have boxing back in Detroit. Motown, of course, Kronk Gym, things like that. Man, I did some boxing back there as far as working out in the gym's concerned and being their ring announcer. I had some great, great times in Detroit, man. Detroit was really, really good to me. No doubt about that. Of course, Salida now doing his thing as a promoter. Pretty good promoter. I mean, he puts on a lot of stuff that I wouldn't want to go see. But as far as local clubs are concerned, I mean, I think he's the guy. And you got to have club shows. Larry talked about that when we talked about the hometown decision a little while ago. Of course, you have to have hometown decisions in boxing in order for the game to survive. Now, do I say that hometown decisions are the same as getting robbed or getting heisted and things like that? No, but if a fight's close, it goes to the hometown guy, I ain't got too much of a problem with that. Speaking of hometown guys, we're bringing the retired HBO godfather Larry Merchant, hour number 2, of course, for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Coming up after the bias news here on Ring Talk on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, Larry will go into depth on Sports Illustrated Magazine, 1954 and they ceased publication as of right now. They're done. SI is done. Of course, SI has had some great counters, covers. It's done some great things as far as the world of sports is concerned. And then we'll talk about the biggest upset in the history of sports. We'll talk about Mike Tyson's meltdown, February 11, 1990. Larry Merchant's birthday, that and more on Ring Talk Live Worldwide coming up after the break. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The impeccable one is in the booth. Get this. He had his boys out here last week. There was like 10,000 Hell's Angels out here last week. And he says he had nothing to do with them, but they all knew who he was. Straight up, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Stay tuned after the news.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. The House passed legislation extending government funding into March, a step that ensures federal workers will remain on the job, but does nothing to alleviate underlying political pressures that stem from high U.S. debt levels, record crossings at the southern border, and a continuing war in Ukraine. Concerns about a wider conflict growing as the war between Israel and Hamas continues. Pakistan has carried out strikes in Iran as retaliation for strikes they made earlier this week. This comes as the U.S. hit over a dozen Houthi rebel missile sites in Yemen earlier this week in what it said were preemptive strikes targeting threats to ships in the Red Sea. More snow in store for more than 100 million Americans this weekend. Forecasters say two back-to-back storms will spread at least 3 inches of snow across some 18 states from Wyoming to New York. The second part of the storm will dump more snow on parts of the Midwest, Northeast, and Mid-Atlantic. The amount of U.S. Capitol Police threat assessment cases are up heading into an election year. In 2023, the USCP's threat assessment section investigated just over 8,000 cases. The number of cases is likely to go up this year because of the presidential election. Members of Congress of either party tend to receive a wide range of threats and concerning statements through the mail, phone, or online. Ford expected to cut production of the F-150 Lightning electric pickup after weaker than expected sales. While EV sales are growing in the U.S., not everyone is buying into it, and people seem to be turning to hybrid vehicles instead. Ford said that about 1,400 workers will be impacted. This is USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that, when combined, really keep things moving. I drink it every day, and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in 3 delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
An Atlas Air cargo flight made an emergency landing late yesterday after engine trouble that sent sparks flying through the air over Miami. The problem starting approximately 3 minutes into that flight. The plane was in the air for at least 14 minutes before they issued a mayday call of engine failure. The plane did land safely.
An appeals court decision is a loss for Apple. While the tech giant has achieved a workaround fix for an earlier U.S. International Trade Commission ban on Apple Watch products, the Alphabet company now has an appeals court ruling upholding the ban. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
A spinach recall affecting people across 7 states. USA's Tim Berg has more.
Before making your next salad, double-check the bag. Several spinach and salad kits have been recalled due to potential listeria contamination. The recall is for Bright Farm salad kits. The products were distributed to retailers across 7 states, including Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and West Virginia.
The Los Angeles Innocence Project, now representing Scott Peterson, who was convicted of murder in 2004 in the deaths of his wife and their unborn son. That organization works to exonerate people who are wrongly convicted and incarcerated. They said they're investigating Peterson's claim of actual innocence. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Progressive presents Flo and Jamie announcing a monster truck rally.
And here comes the obliterator.
Whoa, and he's up on two wheels. That can't be safe.
Oh, I don't recommend flipping your car backwards.
Did he even check his blind spot?
And the car's on fire.
I definitely don't recommend that.
This is one of my recurring nightmares.
Progressive is all about keeping it safe, so bundle your home and auto for 24/7 protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Coverage not provided for monster trucks. Not available in all states.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
But it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
He comes on damn near Power Pedo's full steam ahead.
Pedro Fernandez.
Thomas y Caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but never duplicated, 39. No, make that 40 years of knocking out all mums. 40 years come September. Ring Talk Live Worldwide made its debut in September of 1984. Good Lord, I was like 4 or 5 years old back then. But the bottom line is, we'll be on 40 years come September. I can't believe it. I remember it started out as a lark. Somebody said to me, you know, you want to do a radio show? Why do you think you can do a radio show? Oh, I'm doing with Charles J. I think I can do it on my own. So I started off with Charles J. out of Florida and Texas, of course, and then Vegas, and then we're doing well in Vegas. In fact, people are sponsoring us in Vegas. I said to myself, so if people want to sponsor us, maybe we can put together a show here in San Francisco. Of course, I went to retired pay-per-view star. Of course, he was a star, the czar, the man that ran closed-circuit television back in the day when boxing was closed-circuit and not pay-per-view. I'm talking about Joe Gilardi. And Joe Gilardi gave me $4,000 to start Ring Talk Live Worldwide. That was in 1989. We've been on, take that back, 88. And then we went 89. We went to national syndication, never turned back. But the bottom line is, wow, 40-plus years now coming September 2024. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA, of course. We'll talk with Larry Merchant just a little bit. Of course, the retired HBO Godfather will be here to talk about the demise of Sports Illustrated Magazine and, of course, the February 11th, 1990 date, his birthday, of course, when Mike Tyson was beaten by Buster Douglas, beaten by like a drum. I mean, come on, Mike Tyson took a hell of a whooping that day, no doubt about that. Of course, you know, at the end of the day, I thought that Buster should have been arrested for domestic violence. He beat up on Mike so bad. Mike didn't have much of a fight in him. Of course, Mike was dealing with cocaine and hookers and geisha women and all that kind of good stuff. So, obviously, he was a bit distracted. But you can't say he wasn't in shape, because if he wasn't in shape, he couldn't have took that whooping like he did. Straight up, this is Ring Talk.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Let's talk about your career just for a second. Hagler, Monzon, Robinson, this and that, Hopkins, okay? Where do you put yourself in those names?
If I'm in the top four, top five in history, I'm satisfied. And I don't mind if I'm four, if it's four. I don't mind if I'm five, if it's five. Because these guys' legacy and their era should be and will be respected. And I just want to be respected for my era. So if it's four, you know, and the number is four, then be mentioned in the name of Ray Robinson and Marvin Hagler, Pedro, and Ray Leonard. Hey, to be mentioned in that, how many middleweight fighters that came that was also good? The Julian Jacksons of the world. And I can go to a lot of Mike Got McCollum, it. Magambi. You didn't mention those names. And to be mentioned in the top four and the top five, wherever you put me at, wherever history put me at, I am grateful and humble to be there.
The Executioner from Philadelphia, of course, the former world middleweight champion, Bernard the Executioner Hopkins. No doubt about that, just telling like it is. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing. Speaking of boxing, Burt Young is the trainer, Paulie, of course, in the movie, the Rocky series, right? Bottom line was, you know, he said he was a professional fighter with 17 fights. I looked hard. I couldn't find one fight for him. Couldn't find one fight. Supposedly 17 is it, and Customato trained him and this kind of stuff. 17 is it with like 10 or 12 knockouts. I couldn't find one fight on him. Of course, I found another record. Supposedly he found him, fought under another name. He was 34-2. Then I found another record where he said he fought under four or five different names. Bottom line is, it looks like Burt Young was a 14-carat fraud. Sorry to put it to you like that, but that's just the way it is. Speaking of 14-karat frauds, the reason why I brought that up is that George Kambosos is coming back. That's right. George Kambosos, of course, the guy from Australia, May the 12th in Australia, 15,000-seat arena. They call it the Rack Arena in Perth, Australia. Of course, he'll be going up against Vasyl Lomachenko, the former champion, two-time world amateur champion. Of course, he went like won every fight as an amateur except for one, didn't he? And of course, he avenged that, I think. 17-3 now as a pro, 11 KOs. Of course, long in the tooth, Vasyl Lomachenko, very long in the tooth. Like another guy that, you know, they say he's like 36, 37 years old. He's probably a lot older than that because, as I said to you, Russians have a propensity to lie about their age because they can get an advantage in sports, as do Cubans. That's the way it is. Oh, and the Venezuelans as well, with Barroso, of course, Ismael Barroso, saying he's only 41 years old or something like that. He's a lot older than that. Anyway, Kambosos and Lomachenko are going to go May the 12th in Australia. Of course, listen, Kambosos pulled off the win of all wins. No doubt about that. He beat Teofimo Lopez. I still can't figure that one out. I mean, Lopez had the bad fight with Kambosos, had the bad fight with Sandor Martin, didn't look that good, but then he came back and he beat Josh Taylor like a rag doll. He just beat Josh Taylor for the 140-pound title like a rag doll. Now he's going to take on he needs a name fighter. I mean, the guy he's going to take on is not a name fighter. We all know that, okay? He needs to take on a real name fighter. I mean, Teofimo Lopez wants to fight Terrence Crawford. That would be a great fight. Don't you think? 147. Crawford says he has no challenges at 147. Tio wants to step up to 147. Let's do that because Errol Spence is done. Forget the cataract surgery. Hopefully, the cataract surgery will allow Errol Spence to see that he has no future in boxing. None whatsoever. Absolutely none. He's going to get hurt if he continues. I kid you not. I mean, the guy, look at that. Look at that picture of him. And that was a couple of months after. That was a couple of months after. He still had the bleeding in the right eye, still the blood around the right retina. Okay? And of course, that's because of a brain bleed. That's right. His brain was bleeding. He got thrown out of a car at 115 miles an hour. His brain's going to bleed. Anyway, hopefully he got this cataract surgery. I had it. Larry Merchant had it. Get this. Larry Merchant had it. And, you know, Larry wears these glasses. You see him in some of these pictures of him on doing HBO. He's got glasses on, right? So we were down in Santa Monica, I guess, about 2-3 years ago. And I said to him, hey, where's your glasses? Because he's reading the menu. And like, I need reading glasses. What, this guy's reading, like, 90 years old. He's reading the menu. What's going on? He goes, oh, I had cataract surgery. I said, yeah, so what? He goes, well, they put in these new lenses and my eyes are like microscopes. So, yeah. I didn't believe him, right? So I went to see the eye doctor. The eye doctor says, you got cataracts and we can put in these new lenses and you'll see like microscopes. I said, really? I didn't believe it. There was the truth. There's no doubt about that. I mean, if you've got some issues as far as your vision is concerned, go get cataract surgery because you'll be able to see boxing a whole lot clearer. And you'll know, no doubt about that, when you see George Kambosos, that you're watching a pretender. Not a contender, a pretender. How he beat Teofimo Lopez, I still don't know. 21-2, 10 KOs. Doesn't have the basics down. Can't jab, can't throw right hands. He can throw one jab at a time, doesn't know how to throw two jabs. I mean, those 24 rounds he spent with Devin Haney, that's Devin Haney's claim to fame at 135, beating Kambosos. I don't get that. I mean, I just don't. I mean, George didn't present any type of a threat, but yet that's Haney's. Haney's one of the best fighters pound for pound in the world of boxing. Yeah, why? Because he did that, and then at 140 pounds, he beat Regis Progress, because Progress didn't come to fight. Progress had no game plan. No game plan A, no game plan B, no game plan C. He had nothing. I mean, I don't know what he was thinking. What were Bobby Benton, those guys from Texas, thinking when they put him in the ring there? I mean, Devin Haney's going to box. You know that. He's going to move around. He's got some good, quick hands. He's got size. I mean, not 140. He's a decent-sized fighter. He's filled out a little bit. Because he's going to be boxing your ears off, right? You've got to turn it into a fight. If you can't turn a Devin Haney fight into a Devin Haney boxing match into a fight, you're going to get outboxed all night. This is the way it is. Same thing with Mayweather. You've got to turn Mayweather's fights into fights. Nobody really wanted to do that. I mean, they're all willing to follow Mayweather around, just like Ray Leonard. Like, you know, Marvin Hagler wanted to outbox Ray Leonard. Tommy Hearns wanted to outbox Ray Leonard. Why? Ray's the best boxer in the world. Why do you want to do that? Go with your own strengths. Had Tommy Hearns went out there and tried to Ray Leonard out September 18th, 1981. Had he went out there and tried to take Ray out, I think he would have taken Ray out. I just think so. But they were scared. They were afraid. I'm talking about Tommy's team. Of course, Emmanuel Stewart, they only came in 145.5 pounds, so they came in a pound and a half under as far as the weigh-in was concerned, and that drained a little bit of strength out of Tommy Hearns. Of course, in the sixth round, he was boxing like a girl. Like, you know, Gervonta Davis talked a little bit earlier about guys going 12 rounds and you know, boxing or running this and that. That's what Tommy was doing. And here he was a hitman. He was the most formidable puncher in the history of boxing, at least the welterweight division, and he's out there trying to outbox Ray Leonard. I don't get that. Ray conned these people. He conned a lot of people. And Tommy Hearns, had Tommy been out there, went out there and done his thing, I think Tommy would have knocked Ray out. And because of that,
He's not the greatest welterweight of all time. For Sugar Ray Leonard. As far as I talk about Ray Robinson, hour number one, of course, he had an impeccable record at welterweight, but he didn't fight anybody. I'm sorry, Tommy Bell and Keith Gavilan just don't make it. So as far as welterweight is concerned, and Crawford, I don't know. Where would you put Crawford on an all-time level if he were to retire right now? I mean, would you think he's up there with Leonard? Probably not, but he's close. I would think he'd probably like a number four or five guy. I mean, but who would you put in between? I mean, what kind of welterweight champions would you put in between there? Roberto Duran, for one, but Roberto wasn't a welterweight. Roberto was a lightweight. Of course, he started off at 122, made it all the way up to 160 pounds, won the title against Iran Barkley in 1989, stopping Barkley basically in that 11th round with a five-punch combination, knocked him down. Ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. I mean, here's a guy that beat Tommy Hearns not once but twice. Knocked out Tommy the first time in June of 1988. Of course, I was ringside there at the Las Vegas Hilton Hotel, and Iran Barkley, this thug, I mean, he was a thug guy, get guy from New York City, but he mumbled, didn't talk too clearly and this and that. So I said to him, hey, man, my name is Pedro. He goes, hey, my name is Iran, but I never did. Say, what? He goes, my name is Iran, but I never did. Of course, he had knocked out Tommy Hearns. He's holding an ice pack up to his eye. Of course, he had surgery after that fight to remove metal because his cut man, Eddie the Clot Aliano, a famed cut man back then, used something called Moncel solution on the cuts over his eyes. And what those cuts did was they burned the cuts closed, but they used a metal solution to close them. So there were metal chips inside of Iran Barkley's eyelids here, his eyebrows. They had to go and take them out. Of course, that was surgery. He came back. He fought Duran in February of 1989. Of course, it was a snowy day in Atlantic City, man. I remember driving from Philadelphia. They said, the trains aren't going. There's too much snow on the tracks. The train's not moving. So I don't know how you're going to get to Atlantic City. So I said to the guy, do you have a four-wheel drive vehicle? He goes, yeah, well, why? Because I'll use a four-wheel drive vehicle. So I drove down the Atlantic City Expressway all by myself, blowing a joint, driving a four-wheel drive vehicle. So I got to the fight. Of course, Duran and Hagler, nobody gave Duran and Barkley, nobody gave Duran a chance because Barkley had beaten Hearns twice, and Hearns had beaten Duran. I mean, when Hearns beat Duran in 1984, June 12th, 1984, it was like the beatdown of all beatdowns. I mean, oh my God, I thought he was going to kill Roberto. In fact, when he got knocked down the last time in the second round, I think he got knocked down twice, two or three times, did Duran. Of course, not going into that fight in the best condition. Of course, coming off the Marvin Hagler fight 8 months earlier, but he wasn't. Like Larry Merchant said, it was hard to get Duran in shape two fights in a row. Anyway, he came to the Hearns fight really fat, pudgy, out of shape, sat down before the introduction by the referees and the ring announcer. So I should have told you something. He was lacking in strength. But the bottom line is he got lit up in two rounds. But when he was knocked down in the second round, he was knocked down. It was the greatest punch I think I've ever seen land in the history of boxing. I mean, the best punch I've ever seen ringside, without a doubt. But when that punch connected, you heard it, okay? And Duran was on the ground, and I don't want to sound gross or anything like that, but if you ever had to take a bowel movement and you had to really take one really bad, and you're going, and you're straining this and that, that's what Roberto Duran was doing to stand up. I kid you not. That's all you could hear. That's all you could hear was him rolling around trying to get up. Of course, he fell first from that right hand. It was the greatest right hand I think it was ever thrown in the history of 154 pounds class, no doubt about that. And speaking of 154, if Hearns wasn't the best at 147, was he the best at 154? It either boiled down to him or Mike McCallum. Mike McCallum never lost a fight at 154 pounds. Of course, the undefeated junior middleweight champion at one point in time. Didn't lose a middleweight. Take that back. Lost a middleweight to James Toney. Of course, moved up to 175 pounds. But one of the greatest fighters of all time, without a doubt, Mike the Body Snatcher McCallum. Coming up on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the retired HBO Godfather is on deck. I'm talking about Larry Merchant. You are tuned to Ring Talk.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue
value their services. Call now. Donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
James Douglas is not a great puncher, but he's a 230-pound man throwing some hard stuff. And Tyson, to his credit, has stood in there and taken the punches.
Oh, what a right hand by Tyson to begin the 10th round. Emphasis on man, Larry. This has been an inspired, courageous performance by a man whose mother has died within the past month, whose son's mother is battling a difficult kidney ailment, who had every reason to come into this bout depressed and downtrodden, chosen by no one to have a chance of getting out of the first few rounds, and he has thoroughly dominated Mike Tyson with the exception of the moment when he went down.
Well, the other day, John Johnson's Douglas' manager, and Douglas himself said, I am a new person now, and apparently he is.
Well, he's been a whole different person than the one every boxing expert expected to see here.
It appears that Tyson is virtually a one-eyed fighter at this point.
A desperate one-eyed fighter. Brawling willingly just to try to get in the shot that will finish things in.
Oh, the uppercut.
What an uppercut by Douglas, and down goes Tyson.
It's over.
It's over. Mike Tyson has been knocked out.
Unbelievable. This makes Cinderella look like a sad story, what Buster Douglas has done here tonight.
Let's go ahead and call it the biggest upset in the history of heavyweight championship fights. Say it now, gentlemen. James Buster Douglas, undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
Let's bring in the retired HBO godfather Larry Merchant, who was ringside that night, of course, talking about there on the HBO broadcast, the greatest upset of all time, February 11th, 1990. Is that 34 years ago?
Well, I should know. February 11th is my birthday.
Okay. Well, we know that. Happy birthday in advance.
Yeah, it was February, I think it was February 11th, in Japan, and when we got on a plane and got into Los Angeles the next day, it was also February 11th,
So you celebrated two birthdays?
Well, I celebrated one birthday twice.
Okay. What was it like going into that fight over there? I mean, the Japanese didn't expect a competitive fight. Nobody expected a competitive fight. When did you know that? I mean, I interviewed Buster before the fight. I was one of the few writers who went out and interviewed him before the fight because Jack Fisk, the retired ex Hall of Fame fighter, writer, of course, who was born Jacob Finkelstein, my mentor, he told me that the guy's fighting for the World Heavyweight Championship. You've got to interview him. He's fighting for the World Heavyweight title. I said, he hasn't got a chance. He's a 41 underdog. He goes, you have to interview him. This is boxing journalism 101. I said, okay. So I went and interviewed Buster, and I made some big money on the interview because he ended up becoming champion. But the bottom line is, I didn't think he had a chance going in. Did you, Larry?
No, but I noted right before the fight that where most fighters trudge to the ring when they were fighting Tyson, he was...
running.
He was, jogging. He was trotting toward the ring. I thought that was unusual. But as Jim noted, his mother had died a few weeks before, and that seemed to galvanize him. And also, I think he was inspired by his history with his dad, who was a good, tough middleweight, as I recall.
Billy Douglas.
And I saw him fight once in Madison Square Garden. And but Buster didn't have much of a heart for boxing. He wanted to be a basketball player or a football player. And but he trained because his father had a gym.
Mm.
And it was apparent in the first few rounds that that Buster was fighting from a fight plan that seemed to be worked out by the boxing guys.
Mm-hmm.
The big guy who's a boxer fighting the smaller guy, you know, who's very aggressive.
Do you know what motivated... I went back to spend some time with Buster. Do you know what motivated him more than his mother dying, Larry?
Tell me.
The prospect of him getting an ass whooping by Mike Tyson, he was scared to death. That's what he told me. Both him and John Johnson told me that.
The fact that he was what?
Scared to death of Mike Tyson. They were afraid they were going to get their ass kicked.
Uh-huh.
So they got in the best shape of their life. Of course, the fight was postponed at one point in time. I think they got an extra 6 weeks of training. But the bottom line is, yeah, that his mother had died, but he was scared to death. Listen, fear is a great motivator. Did Vince Lombardi say that?
Probably, but, I accept that. But every fighter was fearful of Tyson. That didn't mean they had the size and the skills to deal with Tyson.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, when it was all over with over there, of course, it was all kind of Don King was trying to take the title back and this and that. Did the Japanese appreciate what they were watching? Because they seemed very quiet.
Well, I noted that during the fight. You know, they had come to see Godzilla, but the wrong guy was Godzilla. And they didn't quite understand it. That expresses that. But what I was most proud of us as a team, our announcing team, is that we recognized very early that Douglas was handling Tyson, even if it seemed momentarily at the moment, but he was handling Tyson more efficiently than any fighter we had seen with Tyson. He had gone after him. He landed a lot of jabs on him. Maybe Tyson wasn't fearful enough.
Okay. Ray Leonard, Jim Lampley, and Larry Merchant, that was the Tokyo crew. Was that your favorite crew? Or was a Manny Stewart, or did you like a Manny Stewart more? Am I putting
you
on
said
the spot?
Ray Leonard. Yeah, I remember Ray Leonard was there.
Yeah.
Emmanuel brought a particular perspective to it, and authority to what we were doing. So that was fun working with him. But I liked Sugar Ray, and I liked George Foreman later. Go ahead. Excuse me.
You know what I learned from Emanuel Stewart? Get a colonoscopy.
Right.
Colonoscopies. I mean, when he went down with colon cancer, that prompted me to take care of business, and I did. And obviously, there's nothing down there. But the bottom line is, you don't know until you get it done.
That's true, and I had it done myself years ago.
The prep is not any fun, no doubt about that. Speaking of the Gold Father, that's what we used to call him, the Gold Father, of course, from the Kronk Gym. Has there ever been a guy that's been able to be an elite trainer and an elite TV announcer as well? I mean, is anybody able to match his abilities?
I'm sorry, match whose abilities?
Match Emanuel Stewart's abilities. In other words, the fact that he was able to...
No, Emanuel was a great student of the game and a shrewd observer of the subtleties that guys like me didn't always pick up on as quickly as he might. But I think, look, we were entitled to be in shock early in the fight, but we just reported what we were seeing. And by the way, you replayed what I consider the greatest line ever said about a fight.
Yep, say it. Say it, Larry, say it.
Well, it was Jim Lampley. When the fight was over, he simply said, Mike Tyson has been knocked out.
Yeah.
That was a headline all over the world. And for those people who didn't believe their eyes, it authenticated it.
Well, you know, I was watching it here on TV. I couldn't believe my eyes. I was like in shock. I had to go on the air like 10, 15 minutes after the fight was over with. And I didn't know how. My mind was blown. I just couldn't believe it. Of course, I was thinking to myself, how do I get in touch with Buster again? Of course, we ended up going back to High School Magazine, spending like a week in Columbus, Ohio. That was a bit of a nightmare, no doubt about that. Now, the retired HBO Godfather, Larry Merch, is going to stick around because we've got something to play for him on the other side of the break. Of course, Larry and Buster, uptight and personal. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. This is the Sunday edition coming to you live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, CRN, of course, WBC TV via the Facebook page. We're all over the place. Bottom line is, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. More after the break.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Buster, thanks. Thanks for the memory of you, the ultimate underdog, outwitting, outhitting, outgrinning the unbeatable heavyweight champion. You not only knocked out Mike Tyson, you knocked out the world. And you did it on February 11th, my birthday. All my birthdays have been on February 11th. That's the most memorable of them. And a belated thanks, Buster, for what I regard as the interview of a lifetime. You were so emotional, so overwhelmed by the magnitude of what you had done with your mom having died a few weeks before, that you had to step back to compose yourself. And the camera silently, for what seemed like an eternity in television time, captured you mourning and celebrating your mother at the same time. She had inspired you, you told us. And you, Buster, inspired us by turning a tragedy into a triumph. Thanks.
Godfather, remember that?
No, when did I do that?
You did that, I think, around 1995, somewhere around there, I believe.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm sorry to say so, but that was pretty good for me.
that was damn good. Hey, let's talk about Sports Illustrated. Of course, they came on the scene, I think, in April or May of 1954, and they've ceased publication now. You were on probably one of the most famous covers of Sports Illustrated magazine. Of course, I'm talking about the Ali Liston fight when you were between Muhammad Ali's legs there, ringside. Sports Illustrated, I miss the print media. I talked about that in hour number one, that we don't have a print media that controls boxing anymore. Back in the days when I was coming up, there was like New York Times and the Philadelphia Daily News and the New York Newsday and the Daily News and the Post. Everybody had their own different boxing writers. There's no boxing media anymore, Larry, and I think that's why that people are able to get away with the crap they're able to get away with. There's nobody to hold them accountable.
I think there's truth in that, but that's what's happened in the social media era. Big papers like the New York Times and the LA Times don't even have their own sports writers, from what I can tell.
Yeah,
they count on some kind of a higher level wire service to provide coverage of the games. And out here in L.A., you can't get what happened last night or yesterday in either the New York or the L.A. Times. So times change.
Yeah, I mean, I think in the New York papers, Mike Marley, Phil Berger, Michael Katz, and Wally Matthews, the four stars there.
Mm-hmm. By the way, there's a big piece in the New York Times today about a successful entrepreneur in the world of cannabis, Mike Tyson.
Yeah. Yeah, Mike's making money. Mike's making money in weed. Of course, he's got some. I know a little bit about marijuana, but Mike is one of the exceptions to the rule as far as making money is concerned. Because a lot of people aren't making money. In fact, people are throwing money at marijuana and they're losing their ass.
Well, he isn't. I don't know if he had money to put up in it, but his name was big enough still in some parts of the world where. His outfit sells a lot of cannabis.
Okay. Back to Sports Illustrated Magazine. The end of the print... This is the end of the print media, right? Doesn't this signal finally the end? This is the demise of print media. No more Sports Illustrated. That's it.
Well, I don't know what you call media, but the New York Times, which I get every day of my life and half a decade, still has a print... A print version.
But there's no sports, you just told me.
No, there's sports, but there's no immediate coverage of events. They write pieces before the event. They pick up pieces after the event. Many of them are well thought out and well written. Mm-hmm. But they can't tell you who won last night's game. Because of the printing process and how long that takes and how much time and human involvement it requires. Yeah. So the world is changing.
Okay, speaking of world is changing, San Francisco is changing. All of a sudden we forgot who Joe Montana was. Now we got this guy named Brock Purdy. I watched him last night, first time ever. Holy cow!
I like Purdy a lot. He's not a guy with a big, strong arm. But he can see the field and catch and see who's open, and he's very calm in the pocket. He seems to be just what the 49ers need. I can remember going back 100 years or so when Frankie Albert, a left-handed quarterback from Stanford, became their star quarterback.
Yeah, I don't remember back that far, but I remember John Brody.
Yep, well, I do too. He worked at NBC when I was there.
He did. Speaking of Sports Illustrated, let's go back to Sports Illustrated for a second. Did you when they came out in 53, 54, did you try to, you were hot in sports world then. Did you try to get a job with them?
Well, I was just out of the Army at the end of 52 or early 53 when I heard about this new potential sports magazine. I had once had an article in Sport Magazine, which is a predecessor to Sports Illustrated. When I was in college, I wrote a piece. And I went up for an interview and so forth, and I didn't get the job. But at least down the road, I was on the cover with Neil... What's his name? Neil.
Was that the? Do you think that was the most famous Sports Illustrated cover?
Oh yes, I as soon as I saw it, I said to myself, "Well, I'll be gone in 50 years or so, but that cover will be around for thousands of years."
Okay. Okay, turning 93 come February the 11th. Any birthday wishes?
Any birthday wishes from me? Am I supposed to give wishes to the world?
I don't know. What are you going to do on your? Are you and the godmama going to hook up, do something on your birthday? I mean, what are you going to do? You have the family over. What's going to happen?
Well, we're having family over. That's my daughter and her husband and two boys.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have a little celebration, and we'll watch the Super Bowl. They were kind enough to make the Super Bowl on my birthday this year.
So are you going to order pizza from the world's best pizza parlor next door or what?
I haven't decided yet. We'll see what the visitors want. and how all that plays out.
You know, I got to take you to task because you took me to lunch in a restaurant where they serve clam chowder with clam shells in the clam chowder. I had never seen that before, Larry, and everybody I approach in the world of cuisine has never seen it before either. Is that a new thing just for that one restaurant or what?
I think it was an old thing that one restaurant retained.
I'm looking for the clams. I don't want clam shells. I want clams. Anyway, back to Mike Tyson. He sort of turned his world around, hasn't he? For the better?
Well, you know, as crazy as he became when he became crazy famous, there was always a hint of somebody who had some smarts. He had been in prison. He had done a lot of reading. And so he's handled his post-fight life and the fame that came with it pretty smartly.
Okay. It looks like, you know, Jermell Charlo got the last shot at Canelo Alvarez. Now it looks like Jermall Charlo, the 160-pounder, is going to get the next shot at taking it back at Alvarez, Canelo Alvarez. Is Canelo, how can I put this, he had the Bivol fight, had the Ryder fight, then he had the Charlo fight. He's had 36 rounds of pedestrian boxing in the last 36 rounds. Don't we need him to step up and fight somebody good?
Well, it depends on who the other guy is. And, you know, he's in his 30s. He's had a lot of fights since he was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
When I met him as when he was a welterweight.
Welterweight, yeah.
Or a super welterweight. So, look, he's had a great career. But like everybody, there comes a time when you run out of elite opposition. I'd certainly like to see him fight a couple of more fights, but he's already a billionaire, I'm told.
Okay.
So,
hey, Larry,
he's not a hungry fighter anymore.
Yeah. The guy that played Paulie in the Rocky movies, Burt Young, was supposed to have 17 professional fights. I can't find the one. Was that a fraud? Do you know anything about that?
I never heard that, and I never researched it.
Because I looked him up. I mean, he was supposed to be training like Customato, 17-0 with 10 knockouts. I couldn't find anything. He said. Then I found one thing where he said he fought under a bunch of aliases. So the bottom line is, I don't think he was much of a fighter, fighter. Now, next week, John Ryder and Jaime Munguia are going to hook it up, of course. And now maybe the winner of that, if it isn't one of the Charlo brothers, it'll be Jaime Munguia against Canelo Alvarez. Canelo said a couple months ago he doesn't fight Mexicans. I guess he will if the Mexican is subpar.
I just want to close out our little chat with another shout-out for Bitter Biaz. I thought his performance against Callum Smith was a bigger fighter's version of what Crawford did to Spence. It was a magnificent performance. The way he boxed and banged and knew when to do both and was assertive and was in control, but just completely measured and tough. Boy, I'd like to see him fight Bivol?
Yeah, Dimitri Bivol. I'd rather beat Canelo.
Yeah, but I don't know where they can make that fight. Two Russians?
So they, you know where they're going to make it? It'll be in Saudi Arabia. The Arabs will pay for it.
Well, hopefully. I want to see it wherever it is.
Okay. Last question for you. Is the Saudi Arabian money, they call it sports washing, them putting money on boxing and golf and car racing and you name it, bottom line is they're trying to improve their image around the world. Is it good for boxing or is it bad for boxing? That the Saudis are taking control?
Well, for the guys who are fighting today and are in their primes, it could be better because of the kind of crazy money they're putting up. Whether it's good for boxing or not remains to be seen.
Okay.
Saudi Arabia is trying to be more westernized. That's why they've got into all these sports. And so far, They've done good.
You ever, look, Godfather, you ever been there?
No.
You don't want to go there. It smells like nothing but armpits. The whole country, Saudi Arabia, Dubai, all those places over there, nothing but armpits. Armpits and poor perfume.
Well, I can't challenge you since I haven't been there.
Okay.
But it's instead of the snow we're getting for football these days, they have sand there year-round.
No doubt about that. Kiss the godmama for me. Have a great week, and we'll talk soon, sir.
You got it, and a great week for you, too.
The retired HBO Godfather, Mr. Hall of Fame, Larry Merchant on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I hope that you understand that not one single person, not one single committee can do anything for boxing. It is absolutely necessary that we all get together, we work together, we respect each other, we like and love each other. I hope that we understand that by being public figures, we are targets for character assassination. I hope that we understand that if we want to be leaders, we have to convince with actions, to show always good faith, to love boxing and love boxers. We should not answer a slap with a slap, but with action. In fact.
You know, he's got a point there, but if somebody smacks me, I want to smack them back even harder. Straight up, of course, that is the founder of the WBC. I'm talking about Jose Suleiman, of course, Don Jose Suleiman, my mentor. May he rest in peace. He died in 2012. It's been, and I think back to 2014, it's been 10 years. Holy cow, it doesn't seem like it's been that long, but the bottom line is we do miss him dearly. Now, next week, DAZN's going to come alive with Jaime Munguia, 42, and Zip, taking on John Ryder. John Ryder, of course, lost his last fight to Canelo Alvarez. Outside of that, you know, it's supposed to be a pedestrian fight, but Ryder's got a good shot here. He's an underdog, but I think that the fact that he's going to bring it, he's going to, in the last time, of course, he fought, he did bring it all 12 rounds, didn't have a whole lot to match Canelo Alvarez as far as skill is concerned, but Munguia is a little bit lesser than a commodity, less of a commodity than is Canelo Alves, no doubt about that. But he is 42 in Zip. I think he'll be 43 in Zip because the bottom line is John Ryder's probably coming over here to get paid. But if he comes over to fight, it's a good fight, no doubt about that. Now, this has been Ring Talk, live worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast. I want to thank my producer for putting up with my lame ass this week. I'm talking about the impeccable one, Bailey Peck. I want to thank the people down there in Dallas, Texas, the Jackamas, both Daniela and John. Of course, this is Ring Talk, live worldwide, brought to you by the It was a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Ring Talk Live Worldwide comes to you on WBC TV. I thank you so much. This has been a tough show. I want to thank the retired HBO Godfather Larry Mitch, and may he be the best of all time and may he have a 93rd birthday. Right on. This has been Ring Talk. For everyone concerned.